Chapter 14. Arthur James Balfour. Ramsay MacDonald, paying his tribute as Prime Minister, said of Arthur Balfour, "He saw a great deal of life from afar." There was truth in this upon the facts, and poignancy in the mood of the orator. MacDonald had seen life at close quarters. He would have liked to have viewed it from afar. An unconscious sense of envy, wistful but not untinged with pride, led him to achieve this just and pregnant remark. Struggling all his life in the Labour socialist whirlpool, at times hunted out of Parliament and almost out of the country because of his association with anti-national forces, always challenged, always harassed, enjoying precarious gleams of success amid renewing storms of popular displeasure, here today, gone tomorrow, the champion of causes for which he was sometimes sorry to fight, now on the tossing waves to the crest, now to the trough, Mr. MacDonald could not but regard with admiring disdain the long, tranquil, Olympian career of his fortunate yet defeated predecessor. He saw a great deal of life from afar. Arthur Balfour did not mingle in the hurly-burly. He glided upon its surface. He was born to substantial wealth. After more than 50 years of service, he died with a reduced but still adequate estate, derived from ancient title. He was never seriously worried about money. He never had to face the problem of earning his livelihood or of paying the bills for the common necessities of life. He had a beautiful home in Scotland and a comfortable mansion in Carlton House Terrace, maintained automatically by a solid capital. This was his lot in life. He shared the gradual, steady impoverishment of the class of landed gentlefolk to which he belonged. Although he lost a good deal of his fortune by an unlucky speculation in later life.